You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson. Welcome to the show, Torah Life Ministries. Torah Life Ministries. Torah is the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and the foundation of all Scripture. And Life Ministries, with an S at the end, because it's not a ministry, it's ministries. There's many different ministries as part of what we do and letting people know the truth about Yahshua. And my question today is, for those of you that are driving and listening to the program, is how many people did you let know today that Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, died for all of us? How many people did you let know? And this is a question that I submit to all Christians and so-called believers everywhere, is when is the last time you let somebody know that Yeshua died for them? And I know many of you listening, you're not familiar with the name Yeshua, but that is the name of our wonderful creators. You say Jesus, but his name is Yahshua. And he's a Messiah who died for us and set us free from our sins, and we are saved by his blood, who gives us this gift of something we did not deserve. And there's a lot of talk right now on the radio about the Powerball, the $1.5 billion Powerball that people are talking about and the winners. Well, I tell you what, I didn't win the Powerball, but I won something much more. I won to have my eyes open to be in a wonderful relationship and accept Yahshua as my Messiah, and to understand his Torah, his guidelines and instructions. And the sad part of it all, folks, is I did not need to watch the news to learn that there was a jackpot of $1.5 billion. I had friends and family and even strangers call me up to let me know that this jackpot was where it was at. I did not watch the football games last weekend, and I know who won the playoff games because I had friends, family, and even strangers let me know in either their words or their actions, who won and who lost and exactly what happened. But what I didn't have is anyone come up to me and tell me, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, died for us so we could be set free from our sins and we could have another chance at getting things right. You know, because he loves mercy, he shows mercy, and he wants us to show mercy. Nobody told me that recently. And my question to you is, how many people have you told? And how often do you tell people? And you need to ask yourself that question every day. Because I guarantee it, if you won the lotto or the Powerball, whatever they call it, you'd be telling everybody. Maybe not at first. Maybe you'd be a little concerned with your safety because you don't want to lose your money and all this stuff. But I'll tell you, eventually you're going to tell a lot of people, especially people close to you, you're going to let them know you won this jackpot. And if you're a football fan, you're going to let everyone know your team won or your team lost. And through your actions, you're going to let them know how satisfied or disgusted you are with the way the team performed and so on. But I am telling you, if you consider yourself a Christian, if you consider yourself a believer of Yahshua, the one you call Jesus, who died for us, you need to let people know, because you can't keep that gift buried. That's a gift that he gave us in dying for us, because we didn't deserve that. We deserved the death penalty. We deserve to be on death row, but he set us free to give us this other opportunity, and we need to tell others the same. Let's look at scriptures and see what scriptures say about this. Acts 13:38 says, brothers, listen. We are here to proclaim that through this man, Yahshua, there is forgiveness for your sins. Hallelujah, folks. That means praise our wonderful Creator. That's what we are to do, and that's what we have to do as believers. We have to proclaim his good name everywhere and every day. Day to day, we have to proclaim that and let people know. So you need to question yourself and ask yourself. And I ask myself every day around noontime. I say, well, it's noontime here. I've been up for several hours now. How many people did I let know today Yeshua died for me? And I'll be honest with you, often it's none. But I get checked. I repent and I say, I got to go let people know. And I get an urgency comes over me. My heart starts beating fast. How could I let hours slip by without letting people know? And it's not only about not seeing people on the street, because I certainly have access to the internet, People can send Facebook messages to the world. People could send messages all throughout internet media and all this stuff. Well, why couldn't one of those messages be that Yeshua died for us? And if I don't see a human being, I'll just get on the internet and I'll type it and let people know over the internet. But I do see people wherever I'm going. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks to Yahweh and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. This is scripture, folks. Let the whole world know what he has done. And some people say, well, you know, I let them know every now and then or sometimes or years ago or at one point in my life. No, folks. Every single day is what the scriptures say. Psalms 96:2. It says, sing to Yahweh, bless his name, bear news of his salvation day by day. His salvation. See, the name of our Creator is Yahweh, and his son's name is Yahshua. And the names in Hebrew mean something, and Yahshua means Yahweh saves. That's the salvation of Yahweh. It's Yahshua, the one you call Jesus. And he tells us, it tells us in Psalm 96:2, sing to Yahweh, bless his name. His name, Yahweh. Bear news of his salvation, of Yeshua, day by day. So every single day we are supposed to let people know this. Every single day. Now I'll tell you this, folks, I'm not a singer. Yeah, I'm a good solo singer, so low that you can't hear me. I'm not a good singer, folks, but I'll tell you, I'll sing with joy the good news of Yeshua. When I'm out there street evangelizing, I tell people, here's the greatest song you'll ever hear. Yeshua died for you and set you free. Now go and repent. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 16:23 says, let the whole earth sing to Yahweh each day, proclaim the good news that he saves. So again, folks, each day proclaim the good news that he saves. So now you have Psalms 96:2 saying, tell the world a bearer of his salvation, Yeshua, day by day. And then 1 Chronicles 16:23, let the whole earth sing to Yahweh. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. And we go and we look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah 23:28. Let these false prophets tell their dreams, but let my true messages faithfully proclaim my every word. Faithfully proclaim my every word. That's what we're doing here, folks. Proclaiming. That's what we need to do every day. That's what I want to do every day. What do I do? It says Psalms 145:6. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. And here it is. This is what I live for. This is what I do. I will proclaim your greatness. That's what every believer should have the greatest desire to do. If we won the lotto, we want to tell the world. I will tell the world I won the lotto. If our sports team won, we want to tell the world. Well, I'm telling you what. I hit the jackpot, and that is my eyes being open to know that I have a Savior, and I understand his guidelines and instructions, and I will proclaim his greatness. Psalms 22:22, I will declare your name to my brothers. I will praise you in the midst of the assembly. Praise you in the midst. I will declare your name to my brothers. That's what we are to do, declare and proclaim. Psalms 71:15, my mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. Do you hear that, folks? That's the heart we need. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. My mouth should tell of the Torah and of Yeshua all day. How many of you wake up with that on your mind? I got to go tell people about Yeshua who saved me. And I got to tell people about how to live righteously according to the guidelines and instructions. Because somebody told me, I want to tell them. We need to tell everyone. And we need to let everyone know. Not just everyone. It says even to let your children know. Psalms 145:4 says, let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. So we have to tell our children every day of Yeshua what he did for us, how he did it for us, and what that means to us. And then we got to talk about righteousness. And as it says in the scriptures, teach your children as they arise and as they go down the Torah, the guidelines and instructions. So right there, we got to let our children know. We also got to let the world know, folks. Let the world know. Psalms 105:1 says, give thanks to Yahweh and proclaim his greatness. Let the world know what he has done. Let the world know what he has done. Give thanks to Yahweh and proclaim his great graces. proclaim. So everyone gets that, proclaim. You understand what that means? Proclaim his greatness, which is Yeshua. That's the greatest thing he ever did for us, is giving us Yeshua. The most humble act anyone could do is showing that mercy and that grace of somebody dying for us that we didn't deserve. Setting us free from that death penalty. We were on court and we were found guilty, and he took our place. He took our sentence because somebody had to die. Somebody had to die. Because it says in the scriptures, a righteous judge cannot set the unrighteous free. It says it's an abomination for that to happen. So somebody had to die for our sins. And we were the ones that were scheduled to die until Yeshua came and set us free. And we got to let the world know what he has done. As it says there in Psalms 105:1, give thanks to Yahweh and proclaim his greatness. Let the world know what he has done. So I'm going to tell everyone. I'm going to tell everyone all the time. And I don't care if people are going to get upset or offended. I'm going to tell them. You know, he died for us. He set us free. If they don't want to hear that, that's up to them. But I'm going to let them know the truth. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to let anyone know that knows me not hear this message. Every single person that knows me is going to say, they're going to say, that's that guy that always talks about Yeshua. That's the guy that tells everyone about Yeshua. That's that guy that tells everyone about the salvation of Yahweh. That's how I want to be known. I want to be known as that crazy guy. So crazy because I am in love with our Creator. And that's what it is, folks. It's a love story. I'm telling you, when you get married, you meet somebody you love, you want to let the world know. And you want to announce that you're married to that person, and you want to let them know every day, and nothing's going to stop you. Well, we have to be just in love with our wonderful Creator and never get tired of letting people know. And I don't care if you've been a believer 2 weeks, 2 years, or 20 years, or 50 years. You need to let people know every single day, because there are so many people out there that do not know that, that have not seen that. You need to let them know, just like they know the news without even looking at the news, that Yeshua died for them. We have no problems going up to a stranger on the street today and asking them for directions. So why should we have a problem going up to a stranger letting them know Yeshua died for them, the most important thing that they could absolutely know? When I go out to people and I tell them, I say, do you know Yeshua died for you? And they say, who's Yeshua? I said, well, you call him Jesus, but he still died for you. And they say, sometimes they say, yes, I know that. And I say, well, have you repented? Do you continue to repent? Do you live a life of holiness? Do you desire to be set apart? Or do you use his death as an excuse to keep living against his guidelines and instructions? And many of them don't know because they don't read his guidelines and instructions, because that's what the church teaches them not to do. The church just teaches them, well, he died for you, so everything's going to be great. Everything's great now. No, his death wasn't the end of everything he's done for us. It's just the beginning. That's the beginning of the walk, not the end, folks. We got to get that. We got to get that right. One of my greatest things to do and one of my greatest books to read is Fox's Books of Martyrs. To understand and have a good understanding of what it truly means to be faithful to Yeshua and not bow down to other idols. And there are so many idols in this world today. Some of them are hidden and some of them are right out there in the open. But people make these things more important than our Creator. People talk about these things more important than our Creator. People spend time with these things more important than our Creator, or times on these things more than our Creator. And then they try to say that they love him with their whole heart. No, if you love him with your whole heart, you don't have time to spend doing these other things and dealing with these other things. You want all your time to be spent proclaiming the name of Yeshua. Just what we're doing here right now. So you hear it and you know it. If you're driving this car right now and you had a red light, open the window and tell the person next to you. Just as if you would ask them for directions, or if their taillight was broke or their headlight was broke, you'd have no problem opening up the window, knocking on their window or something, say, your headlights are out, or turn your headlights on, or something like this. Well, knock on their window and tell them Yeshua died for them. You know, folks, we need to have a desire to do this, you know, and no fear. We need to go out there and let the world know, and that's what we are called to do. Now he also says go and make disciples, and that's a whole other topic. But the first thing you got to do is let people know the truth. And whether they want to deal with it or see it or do anything with that, you know, that's between them and our Creator Yahweh. But, you know, we are called to be watchmen. It says in the scriptures, it says in the Bible, it says, as watchmen, we are to let people know when danger is on the horizon. We need to warn them. That's what we're called to do. And it says, if you do that and they do not listen, you did your job. But if you do that, if you don't do that and they suffer from that danger, their blood is on your hands. We are to be watchmen, folks. And there's a lot of danger and evil going on in the world today. A lot of people in great danger. We need to let them know. We need to let them know not only so that blood is in our hands, so we need to let them know because that's what we are called to do, to proclaim day by day, every day, proclaim to the world the way, the truth, and the life. And that is Yeshua HaMashiach, the one they call Jesus. That's the way it should be, folks. So that's what I desire to live my life with and think each day how I can outdo the day before in proclaiming his news and what he's done for us. Each day looking for examples and ways to exalt him. And I've gotten to be known as that person, that guy who talks about this, who says it, who wears it on his shirt, walking around telling people that and wearing it on my shirt and just in everything I do and every message I send out, having at the bottom of the message who he is and what he did for us, letting people know so there's no excuse, there's no way they could say, well, I know this person, but I never heard that before. If anyone says that, some people say, well, you know, we're talking about so-and-so, is that person a Christian or is that person a believer? If you even have to ask that question, chances are they're not saying it enough. They're not letting people know enough that Yeshua died for us. And people said, well, I don't want to throw it down people's throat. And I say, you can't say it enough. You can never say it enough. Say it every at the end of every sentence. Yeshua died for us. You know, say it so much that people will not forget how unique you were in proclaiming his good name and the good news of Yeshua. Because people aren't saying enough, folks. Christians, so-called believers, aren't saying enough, and that's a big problem we got today. We need to speak up. We need to get this right. You know, time is running out, folks, and people are in great danger. And we need to let them know as soon as possible. We don't need to wait and approach things slowly and give them a chance to adapt. No, we need to let them know right away, just as if they were in a burning building and they didn't know the building was on fire. We need to let them know, get out now. And we need to yell it or shout it or whatever. We need to get their attention any way we could to let them know you are in great danger. You have to do something right now because time can end right now. And you have this opportunity right now to know this. And I'm going to let you know this. Now, what you decide to do with that, if you decide to stay in the fire and get burned, that's your choice. But I'm letting you know. And if your so-called move to be passionate about it and actually physically take them and drag them away from those flames, so be it. You're helping them. You're not hurting them. We have this great opportunity to do this. But it does say in the scriptures that the road is narrow that leads to a narrow gate. That narrow gate is Yeshua. And that narrow road is Torah, the way to live according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. It says only few will find it. Just because only few will find it doesn't mean I'm only going to tell few. I'm going to tell many. Many. But it does say in the scriptures, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. Unfortunately, it also says, and the people answered not a word. You know, we have a job and a responsibility to do, to proclaim, to let the world know and let people know. That is our job and that is our responsibility as believers. And if you're hanging out with people that say that they are believers, or if you go to a church and there are people there that appear to be believers, if they haven't told people that for a day, for a week, or forever, you know, it says a person is known by their fruit, a person is known, you know, by their heart. They have no problem giving lip service to say, oh, I accepted Yeshua. Well, then why don't you go proclaim Yeshua, the one you call Jesus? We should have that on our heart. When you accept him, something needs to change, folks, your heart. You're to love what he loves and hate what he hates, and you're to let people know that. Not just do it, but let people know, I love what he loves and I hate what he hates, and I study his word, and his word says he loves this, and his word says he hates this, and this is what I want to do, and his word says to let you know and let people know, and that's why I have to let people know. Somebody come up to me and said, why do you keep talking like that? Why do you keep letting me know Yeshua died for me? I said, because he did. Because he did. And he said, okay, he did, so why do you got to keep letting me know? I said, because somebody told me, and I want to tell you. Because this is a jackpot waiting for us, folks. This is the real winnings of all the blessings of the world that we just can't keep for ourselves because there's more than enough to go around. But as it said, only few will find it, but don't just tell a few. Try to outdo yourself every day. How many people can you let know? Find a way, find a media outlet, or find a newspaper or a Facebook page or something, because people are certain reading those things. So go there and find it and let people know. Say, hey, guess what? I don't know if anyone told you today, but Yeshua died for us. He died for us. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Let them ask questions. Let them get upset. Whatever it is. But let them know the greatest thing you could be guilty of. The greatest thing, even greater than committing a sin or doing certain things. The greatest thing you could be guilty of is having an opportunity to let people know that Yeshua died for them and not saying a thing. And not saying a thing. We need to let people know. Our Creator knows our hearts, folks, and that's not necessarily a good thing. But he also tells us what our desires should be in His Word. And when He tells me to go day and day and sing of the good news and the greatness and the great works of Yahweh and go out there and to proclaim. See, He doesn't say do it. He said to do it and proclaim. Just like Yeshua said, go and tell them. Go and let them know. To go and proclaim. So folks, that's what we need to do. We need to sound the alarm. We need to blow the shofars. We need to be watchmen. And we need to go and proclaim the good news. Hallelujah. I'm going to go out right after I do this recording. I'm going to let people know. You know, we got this pagan New Year's Eve when a ball drops at midnight. You don't got to be watching some ball and some countdown and to know that when it's dropped. You got every single neighbor around you blowing horns and shooting off fireworks and screaming and singing and playing music and all this stuff, making as much noise as possible to let the world know there's a new pagan New Year upon us. If we could only be so enthusiastic and excited about our Creator dying for us, to let the world know. At this time every night, I'm going to make as much noise as possible. And when they come to my door to complain, I'm going to tell them, Yeshua died for us. I'm just so overfilled with joy. And when they get the police and the police complain about the noise, I say, well, you know, I guess I wasn't loud enough. It took you this long to get here. And they say, why are you making so much noise? Yeshua died for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People have to understand their priorities and get their priorities in the right order. They have to understand that, it's important, a lot of the things that are going on in this world, and people need to know about these things. But to talk about all these things and not talk about Yeshua has done for us, what a crime. What a sad thing that a believer, a person would say, well, I got saved from death, but I'm not going to tell anyone. Listen, I guarantee you, folks, if you were standing on a street corner and a car pulled up to you, somebody came out of that car and put a gun right to your head and was about to pull the trigger, but somebody else pushed you out of the way and jumped in front of that gun, and they went down. And that car, the person that jumped back in that car and they spun away, and that person was laying on the floor, and then here comes the vans with the news media and everything else, you'd be on the news letting them know, this man just died for me. He died for me. I shouldn't be here right now. I deserve to be dead, but he died for me. You go and call up every person you know that was close to you, and you'd go on all the TV shows and let everybody know that a stranger died for you. And we need to have that same enthusiasm and excitement to let the world know that somebody did die for us. Not only did he die for us, he took a beating for us. And then he died for us. To beat him so bad, he died for us so we could have another chance. Are we out there in the media and on the news letting people know? I know a lot of people that confess to be Christians, but I don't know a lot of people letting people know this enough. You know, I hear people on the Christian radio stations with all the music and the songs and everything else. How could you get through a whole song or a whole sermon and not hear once that Yeshua died for us? Something is seriously wrong, folks. We need to get right. With this word, we need to get right with our Creator if we want Him to be right with us. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. So, here at Torah Life Ministries, www.torahlifeministries.org, that's what we try to let people do. We have over 1,000 videos letting people know this truth. The Torah, the foundation of all Scripture, the guideline and instruction of our Creator, the first 5 books. He tells us how to live our lives and what to do about it. And within those guidelines and instructions, you go and proclaim. And then you got the Renewed Covenant, which many people refer to as the New Testament. And you have Yeshua giving the same message. Go and proclaim and let the world know about the salvation of our wonderful Creator, who created us, knew every hair on our head, knows our body, knew us in the womb, formed us and knew us in the womb. He says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live, so they can have life. So they can understand about the salvation of Yeshua and the reason that He died for our sins. We can go and tell other people. We can go tell many people, as it says. Go tell everyone from day to day to let people know. And do your best to outdo people on a daily basis. So we got all these videos on the internet, and we do our best to get this message out there through any means. We go out there and we street evangelize. We go out there and we talk to people. We dress in a way that proclaims our Creator's name just by people looking at us, where we are set apart. We live according to His guidelines and instructions in a world today that lives against them. So that's what being set apart is about. That's what it means holy, is to be set apart. And we as believers are not to mingle the seed and look like the world, think like the world, or have the same fears of the world. No, we should have only one fear, and that is the fear of our Creator, who gave us His Son to die for us. And we need to get right with His Word. And a lot of people don't like to hear that we need and should do something, because they don't want to take responsibility, or they don't want to actually have to physically do something. But He did die for us, and He wants us to repent. Repent, accept Yeshua, and proclaim His good works and His good deeds to the world. Hallelujah. That's what He wants us to do. And anyone that wants to contact me, you can contact me through the website. There's a contact form on there where you can contact me under any video. You can post comments and questions, and we'll get to them. Every Friday night, we have a live forum via YouTube over the internet. You can join us live. You can ask questions live. You could just watch, or you could be part of the conversation. That's every Friday night on YouTube, and you can learn about that through my website, through the Google Hangout on Friday nights. If you're in the South Florida area, you can come and join us at our local fellowship, or even come out and street evangelize with us. If you have a ministry somewhere else around the country and you'd like us to come out there to speak there, you just contact us through the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and we will get there. But remember that, folks, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So next time a person says, well, what's Torah? Isn't that a Jewish thing? You can say, no, that's not a Jewish thing. That's a Yahweh thing. That's the thing that our Creator gave us. It's His guidelines and instructions. And we are never set free from His guidelines and instructions that He wanted. Because He says, when it says, go and make disciples, and Yeshua died for us, He didn't just die for us and leave us with no guidelines and instructions. He died for us and left us with His Word and how to live our lives and what to do. And how to live our lives to be safe, how to live our lives to be righteous, and what righteous living was all about. He gave us this wonderful gift over and over again. First He gave us the gift of Yeshua dying for us, and then He left us with the wonderful words of the Bible to know what we should do, how we should do it, when we should do it, and what righteous living is all about. Day to day we need to proclaim the good news. Day to day we need to read that. Day to day we need to thank our Creator for all the things He's doing and has done and continues to do in our lives. And we also need to praise Him and pray to Him on a day-to-day, daily basis. Hallelujah. We do that, folks, and we'll understand when it says in the Scriptures, if you follow My words, all will be well with you. Do not add or take away, but keep My guidelines and instructions. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening today, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.